Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we begin this day together in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33. Here the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus by asking him questions about paying taxes and about rising from death. Today's reading mentions two groups of religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and unlike the Pharisees and Jesus, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 15. The Pharisees went off and made a plan to trap Jesus with questions. Then they sent to him some of their disciples and some members of Herod's party. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you tell the truth. You teach the truth about God's will for people without worrying about what others think, because you pay no attention to anyone's status. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it against our law to pay taxes to the Roman emperor or not?" Jesus, however, was aware of their evil plan, and he said to him, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin for paying the tax." And they brought him the coin. And he asked them, "Whose face and name are on it?" "Well, the emperor's," they answered. So Jesus said to them, "Well then, pay to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and pay to God what belongs to God." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. That same day, some Sadducees came to Jesus, and claimed that people will not rise from death. "Teacher," they said, "Moses said that if a man who has no children dies, then his brother must marry the widow so that they can have children who will be considered the dead man's children. Now, there were seven brothers who used to live here. The oldest got married and died without having children, so he left his widow to his brother. The same thing happened to the second brother, to the third, and finally to all seven. Last of all, the woman died. Now, on the day when the dead rise to life, whose wife will she be? All of them had married her." And Jesus answered them, "How wrong you are! And it's because you don't know the Scriptures or God's power. For when the dead rise to life, they will be like the angels in heaven and will not marry. Now, as for having the dead rising to life, haven't you ever read what God has told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead." And when the crowds heard this, they were amazed with his teaching. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verses 31 through 32, where Jesus said, "Haven't you ever read what God has told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead." And brethren, I'm just amazed at how far a fallen mind will go in an effort to trip up God's will. So in the beginning, you have the Pharisees joining with the Herodians, those that supported the king, and they were always fighting with each other. And the Pharisees hated being under Rome's rule, so what do? They go ahead and bring, you know, the question of Jesus: should we give our money to God or should we give our money to the emperor? And of course, Jesus makes quick work of them. And then, later that afternoon, the Sadducees came to Jesus. These are the ones that don't believe in the resurrection. They were the intellectuals of the day. The Pharisees would be considered those who were conservative, and the Sadducees would be the ones who were the thinkers, the advanced intellectual ones. And to them, just the thought of, you know, the supernatural, like people rising from the dead, is just too out of the norm for them to accept. And so they're bringing him a story about, you know, this family where the seven brothers had died, and then ask, in the resurrection, which they don't even believe in, whose wife would this person be? it's interesting the answer that Jesus gave, because it's not real easy at first to understand the answer. Because when Jesus, you know, is talking to them, haven't you ever read what God has told you? He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of the living, not of the dead. You see, if the scripture would have said, I was the God of Abraham, because Abraham is dead, the God of Isaac, because Isaac is dead, and the God of Jacob, because Jacob is dead, then, you know, it would be one, but God does not recognize that. He is the God. And these people, even though they may have died here on earth, they go on in glory. Their immortal souls go on in glory, and in the resurrection, they'll be back. And so, don't get too confused by the way that Jesus answers their questions. He's simply saying that God is their God, and even though they're dead, He still is their God. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, You are the God of the living. Guide me day by day with Your teachings so that I can serve in obedience to Your will and give honor and glory to You. In Your holy name we pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 22, where certain religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority and question Him about the Messiah. And then a teacher of the law tries to trap Jesus, asking Jesus to state what he believes to be the greatest commandment. So, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you is my prayer.